should be alarmed.
I don't think that we're in a position right now in Ontario to immediately transfer to that situation necessarily, although I've seen articles suggesting ways in which it could be done. If only because we've come to a point now where tuition over two semesters is $4,000, and it does constitute a fairly dramatic shift in the way business is conducted to go to that. But I think we can look around and see models across the country, and I'm thinking specifically now of BC and Quebec, where tuition is significantly lower, almost half in the case of BC, than it is in Ontario. And I'm thinking that we can begin by immediately implementing cuts to the cost of education, which can be financed in various ways. But because education is so important to the status of the economy, and because education is growing in sort of its importance in the economy, but also because it's becoming increasingly inaccessible, I think it needs to be done immediately. Sort of the cuts, the tuition.
I support tuition cuts as well, and no tuition for education. Education, according to the United Nations, is a basic human right, but you can't enjoy a right unless you're able to exercise it. And high tuition makes it more and more impossible for people to exercise that right. Countries like Scotland and Ireland have recently moved to free tuition. So it's not impossible for a country like ours to do that. But you can tell where the values, what value they put on education when they make tuition free. They put a much higher value on it than we do in our country.
I can't say it any better than what Jennifer just said, and QP very much is clearly in support of tuition cuts. And as Josh said, there's examples in this country to look at what has happened in BC and Quebec, and then you can look throughout the world to see other examples of it. So it's not an unattainable goal. I think we just need to redirect our focus of where we're going and what we want to accomplish by it. And I think that we want to accomplish that education is accessible for everyone in our society.
I don't support tuition cuts. I think that people should pay for their education. And personally, I think that tuition cuts involves a certain trade-off, which means that if we're gonna have free tuition, that means we're gonna have to cut some money from health, from environment, and are we ready to make the trade-off? And second of all those people, right now, basically everybody who pays taxes pays 2/3 of our tuition, and once the tuition becomes free, then those people are gonna basically pay for our tuition. They're gonna work for us to get an education. And I think it's basically robbing those people of their money, because since we're investing in our education after the university, we will make a considerable amount of money since we will have a degree. And those people who are paying taxes for us to attend the university, they're never going to be able to attain the same amount of income that we will attain. Basically, we're robbing the poor by doing that.
I'm also against lowering tuitions. I'd against freezing tuitions. I'd rather have an increase in tuition than anything else. From my point of view, I think deregulating tuition is the only way to go. I personally don't want the government having to pay for my tuition. Everyone places a value on our education, and if you have free tuition, you're not paying for tuition. That means you have no value for education. If your tuition is free, you're placing a $0 amount on your education. And like I said, no value for education. And you won't have as much, I don't think that you'd have as much respect for an education if, you know, nobody has to pay for tuition, everybody can become doctors, there's no respected field in that, everything's gonna go downhill. The other comment where there are other countries who have free tuition, what people are neglecting to realize is that you've got free tuition, but you have to spend 2 years in the army. You're obligated to serve 2 years in the army for your tuition. And like Cuba and I can't remember the countries exactly, but there's a few countries, I can't, I don't have them with me, but then if you're not deregulating education, where are you going to get this funding? You've got to have it from corporate. You have to have it from businesses, and because of those businesses, because of their funding to the universities, that's where our education, our tuition is going to be lowered, because they're donating all this stuff. And I'm all for it. I mean, go ahead, go advertise on our TVs. I mean, whatever. Just don't make tuition free.
Okay, a lot of points were made there. I'd like to agree that I think tuition should be free. It should be more accessible to students. An argument that was put forward was that we should pay for it and value it in that way. Maybe if we all started off with the same income and the same ability to get income, that I might consider that argument, but the fact is that our history puts some people in a position of power and some people in a position of less power. For instance, Indigenous people whose land and complete resources have been like stolen from them by the European immigrants, and also like a lot of other immigrants and people descending from slavery. I think the government should be paying for tuition, because people in general who are not being educated do often need to use the resources of educated institutions like doctors and like critical thinkers and people who are going to take the time to criticize society and look out for those people and have their interests at heart in a more genuine way. And it's hard to have society's interests at heart when the institution that's supposed to breed those types of people is itself interested in making money. I've also heard that if petrol companies paid their back taxes, we'd have enough money to pay for tuition to be free for 10 years. We don't have to take from the poor. There are a lot of rich people out there, or like government funding that should be there that isn't because of the irresponsibility.